How much money are we talking about specifically in contract awards here?
We award about $13 billion every year to federal contractors, and our small businesses get about $3.5 billion worth of our contracts alone.
My notes here say that 65% of the contracts that you awarded last year went to small business. Is that a deliberate process? Is this inherent in the kind of contracting that you're doing, or what's this? Because, I mean, the government standard is 23%, and agencies struggle to meet that in many cases.
That's correct, and let me just say that a lot of the reason why NAVFAC, with the Naval Facilities Engineering Command, does such a great job is because we do construction. The type of work that we actually procure is very conducive for small business performance. So we're able to really be able to reach out to small businesses in almost every line of our business lines across our command. We do construction, environmental, maintenance services of all the facilities for the Navy and the Marine Corps. So we're able to work our programs and our procurement acquisition plannings to make sure that small businesses participate to the maximum extent possible.
So understanding that, I imagine this isn't an anomaly. This is something that you're able to do fairly consistently?
We do this consistently. Probably in about the last 3 to 4 years, we've grown into about 46-47%. We used to achieve about 36%, but we increase it every year. In 2011, we increased our small business awards by about $500 million alone.
What are the keys to doing that are transferable to an agency that maybe is doing some kind of procurement that's not as conducive to small business acquisition as what you do?
Well, I would say there's probably two real key elements in making sure that you have a very strong small business program. One is strong teams, strong acquisition, and technical personnel that understand the rules and regulations. And it's ingrained in our corporate culture to make sure we provide that training to those personnel and our outreach efforts. We attend over 150 community outreach events every year. Our major command personnel also support that. We have some pretty routine and repeated conferences that we also provide or attend, I should say, the Navy Blue Coast, which is on the East Coast, that's held in Baltimore. The Navy Gold Coast Small Business Conference is in the West Coast. It's in San Diego, actually, next week. And then for NAVFAC, we have a couple of industry forums that we usually have every year. As a matter of fact, the NAVFAC Atlantic Industry Forum is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's free, and small businesses and large businesses can tap in on this webinar to hear what it's like and what to do to work with NAVFAC.
We'll get some information about that and put it up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Any links so that folks can find that. Venice McNeely is Small Business Director for NAVFAC, talking about how they earned the Secretary's Cup in this year's Naval Acquisition Excellence Award. You mentioned those two elements, understanding rules and regs and the outreach. I want to ask you about each of those in the time that we have left. The first one, I imagine most people, when they think of understanding rules and regulations, their minds go immediately to the things that you can't do. And I wonder if maybe part of the success that you have is because your team is aware of what they can do, whatever latitude and flexibility they might have.
That's exactly right. We want to make sure that all of our personnel on our acquisition teams understand the right way to look at our requirements, our scopes of work, in ways that the small businesses can participate. So we're constantly looking at our, requirements, like I said, to make sure that we carve out work for small businesses so that we can set those procurements aside specifically for the different small business programs. And that's a major a contribution to the planning stages.
When it comes to outreach, I imagine that there's no such thing as too much. My notes here say that you participated in 252 outreach events last year. That's pretty much one per business day. That's an awful lot.
That's true, but keep in mind we have about 73 small business professionals across our command. So it's not just a couple of people that's doing that. And not only that, but we also have acquisition personnel, and like I said, our senior leadership, our commanders and commanding officers out there across our corporation also attend these events to make sure that they are supporting small business in every way.
Well, Venice, congratulations to you and your team, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about your success story today. Thank you for your time.